Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
St. Peter, the first pope, the prince of the apostles, wrote us a couple of letters, and so we have an excerpt from one of those letters this morning. And he says to us, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. And then kind of the point I want to tease out a little bit with the homily is he says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. What is the reason for your hope? And do you have a ready explanation if someone asked you, what is the reason for your hope? Why do you have a sense of hope in this life? And what is hope? I guess we could back up a little bit and just kind of look at that. Hope is the confidence that God is going to see us through. No matter how difficult our lives may become, no matter how dark the road may be before us, no matter how hard the hill is to climb, no matter what the diagnosis is from the doctor, it doesn't matter. God will see us through. That is the Christian understanding of hope. The courage, the ability, the perseverance to face the life's challenges, that's our hope. That is what hope is. The Christian symbol of hope, what is the symbol for hope? It's an anchor, okay? It is assumed, it is a given that our lives are going to have storms, okay? And in the midst of the storms of life, we need to be able to hold firm. And holding firm, the anchor of our lives, is our hope in Christ, that Christ is going to see us through. And so St. Peter says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for your reason for hope. And what is our reason for hope? We're given that. For Christ suffered for sins, that Christ suffered for your sins and for my sins, for all of the problems that we face in the world, those problems that we bring upon ourselves, those problems that other people bring upon us. All of the sins, all of the defects, all of the evil in the world, Christ suffered for that. And he died. But that wasn't the end of the story, was it? What is the whole Easter season a celebration of? What is this candle burning next to me a reminder of? That Christ rose from the dead, that he overcame sin and suffering and death. He overcame the evil in the world, and he gives us a share in his victory. That's my hope. That's what I hope in, that I will walk in the victory of Christ. Now, my brothers and sisters, despair is the opposite of hope. There are two sins against hope. I suppose there could be more, but we'll sum them together into two. There is presumption and there is despair. Despair is the opposite of hope. Despair is a sin. Hope is a virtue. Hope is a gift from God. Despair is a lie from the devil. Hope brings courage and perseverance. Despair brings pain and darkness. Hope leads us to eternal life. Despair leads us to death. So, despair. Despair is this notion that the world is so bad off that maybe I myself have sinned so seriously that God really can't fix this. God can't forgive me. I'm too far gone. That's despair. And as a priest, I have argued with people this point. People who have come to me to tell me that they're too far gone. People who have come to me to say that what they've done or how they've sinned or how they lived their life, that they don't feel forgivable. That is a lie. Christ has the grace and the power to forgive us no matter what. That there is no sin that is beyond the power of God's grace. That is part of our hope, brothers and sisters. And one of the directions the devil tries to lead us in is despair. Now, what did I say the other sin against hope was? Presumption. I'm afraid presumption is a lot more common these days than despair. What is presumption? Presumption is I can do whatever I want. I can sin however I feel like it. I can follow the whims of my life, and it really doesn't matter because God will forgive me anyway. I don't have to change. I don't have to be converted. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to strive. I don't have to climb the mountain of the Lord. I can just live, and God will forgive me. It doesn't matter. That's not hope. That's presumption. Now, this is how Satan tries to work in our lives. He tries to get people to live a life of presumption, that they're not struggling in the spiritual battle, they're not picking up their cross. They don't see this absolute requirement, a necessity to keep God's commandments. Did you hear the gospel today? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so the devil talks people into, very subtly talks people into, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter. God will take care of it in the end. It's all fine. Don't worry. Do whatever you want to do. This is not the voice of God, okay? And people live a life of presumption. And then there is this light cast on their sin. And they go from presumption and they swing into what? What would the opposite pole of presumption be? You go from presumption. God, he wants to take you, skip right over hope and bring you into despair. But hope is this truth. That, yeah, we might have to struggle against sin in our lives. We might have to deal with temptations. We might fail and fall. We might look back on a time in our lives when we have done things that we are utterly and absolutely ashamed of. We may struggle to forgive ourselves. But remember the reason for your hope. The reason for your hope is Christ Jesus, who suffered and died for your sins and for mine, and rose from the dead. What is hope anyway? Hope is the absolute conviction that no matter how dark, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, no matter how grave our sin may be, no matter how serious the obstacles that we face in life may be, God will give us the grace to overcome. And God will give us the grace to overcome. God will give us the grace to be forgiven. So, what is your hope in? Who, I should say, is your hope in? Jesus Christ is the reason for our hope. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned — I think this is an interesting line from Peter. He doesn't say if you're maligned. He says when you're maligned, okay? When you are maligned for being a follower of Christ, when you are maligned, and they defame your good character, you may put them to shame. It is better to suffer for doing good, the will of God, than for doing evil. So what is the reason for our hope? Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead us to God. Put to death in the flesh, he was brought life to life in the spirit. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus Christ is the reason for our hope. May you have that gift and that virtue in your heart this day.